Nation leader Pauline Hanson has lost an appeal against a court ruling which found that she racially discriminated. Greens Senator Maureen Faruqi. In a 2024 decision, Senator Hanson was found to have breached Section 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act with a social media message that said, in part, that Senator Faruqi should, quote, piss off back to Pakistan. Three federal judges yesterday ruled that none of Senator Hanson's grounds of appeal had been established. Senator Hanson says she's now reviewing the appeal decision and flagging a possible high court challenge. Maureen Faruqi is a senator for New South Wales for the Greens and is Greens spokesperson for tertiary education, emergency management, international aid and anti-racism. Senator Faruqi, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally. Thanks for having me.
Were you always confident that the ruling would stand?
It's hard to always be confident about what a court will rule, but we were very confident that what Senator Hanson had said was racism. And yesterday, the full court of the federal court has dismissed Senator Hanson's appeal against the decision of the primary judge and has reconfirmed again that 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act is a valid law of the Commonwealth, that Senator Hanson breached the law when she told me to piss off back to Pakistan, which is a racist, anti-migrant, anti-Muslim and Islamophobic message. So it was a good day yesterday for people of colour, for Muslims and for migrants in this country. And, you know, this is a win. And I have always said that this case was taken to court on behalf of everyone who has been told to go back to where you came from. It was to court on behalf of every person who has been made to feel that their belonging to this country is conditional, and was taken to court for every person who has been told to sit down, to shut up and to just be grateful.
The judges said yesterday that the original ruling was sound and agreed that Senator Hanson's tweet targeted, quote, immigrants, people of colour and Muslims. That kind of phrase of go back to where you came from with various other versions of it, how long-standing is that and how widespread is that kind of expression now?
Well, people that I speak to every single day have told me how much this case meant to them because they've spent their whole lives listening to go back to where you came from. And Justice Stewart, in his original ruling, found that telling someone to go back to where they came from is an age-old racist trope. And, you know, it is a strong form of racism. It is a statement that undermines people's sense of belonging and treats them as a second-class citizen. And it has a massive impact. This racism doesn't just happen in a vacuum. It has a massive impact on people who are targeted by it. And there are too many in this country who face racism every day.
A decision on costs has been reserved. Should Pauline Hanson pay the full costs of this case, in your view?
Of course, Senator Hanson should comply with the court orders and pay the full cost.
How prepared are you for the prospect that this may go to the High Court?
Senator Hanson is welcome, and it's her decision to take it to the High Court. If it does go to the High Court, we will be prepared. But I think, Senator Hanson has twice already, by the federal court and then the full court of the federal court, been shown to have breached the Racial Discrimination Act, and it has been, now the court has decided twice that was racist. And so if Senator Hanson wants to be proved to be racist a third time, she's very welcome to do that.
Why do you think One Nation's political message at the moment has found seemingly such strong support in the community, which has been reflected in numerous opinion polls? One Nation has up to three times as much support as the Greens in some of these polls. Do those numbers show that their message is resonating more strongly than the Greens' message?
Well, one thing, if we could go back to the court case, one thing about the victory yesterday is that it was especially important for all of us because it comes at a time when the far right is fueling rampant racism and so many of us are feeling fearful as fingers are pointed at migrants and Muslims, and we are demonized. But this court case tells us that we can take on the racists and the bigots and those who would rather see us divided and united, and we can win. So I think that's the significance of the court case at this point in time. But going back to the rise of One Nation, it's pretty clear that the rise of One Nation is far from organic. It's not an accident. It's a billionaire, One Nation are billionaire-funded grifters that serve corporate interests while pretending to fight for ordinary people. And that is an ultimate game of distraction. But we also have to understand that the two major parties, Labour and Liberals, have created the conditions for One Nation to swoop in and to exploit people's insecurities and suffering, because people are struggling and no government is making their lives easier or better. And on top of this, both Labour and the Liberals have dog-whistled and scapegoated migrants for a long time, making them easy targets when things get rough. So that is some analysis of why there is a rise in One Nation. Of course, people want to see the back of the two major parties. The Greens, though, have, it's also clear that we have, our vote has remained quite solid in these very volatile times.
Senator Maureen Faruqi is a New South Wales Greens senator, and Radio National Breakfast invited Pauline Hanson onto the program this morning. She declined.